Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an old-school jungle vocal riser in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way, slicing a phrase, arranging it like a drum fill, and shaping it so it actually belongs in a DNB track. This is not just slap on a riser and hope for the best. In jungle, a vocal build is part of the story. It should feel chopped, urgent, a little haunted, and completely locked to the energy of the break and bass. So instead of a generic sweep, we're going to turn one vocal phrase into a tension tool that can lead into a drop, a switch up, or a breakdown. First, choose the right vocal. You want something short, under 3 seconds if possible, and it needs character. The best phrases have strong consonants and clear vowel movement. Think sounds like yeah, come on, inside, back again. Those hard edges are what cut through dense drums. In jungle, consonants are gold, because they poke through the mix without needing a huge amount of level. Open the sample in clip view and trim it tightly. Remove any dead space at the start and end. You want the phrase to feel immediate. If the vocal is too clean, don't worry, you can dirty it later. But if the source itself has no attitude, the final result will always feel a bit flat. That's a really important point. Start with a sample that already has some personality. Now warp it if needed. If the phrase is rhythmic and punchy, try beats mode and preserve transients. If it's more melodic or you need to hold the tone together, Complex Pro can work, but don't overuse it. The more aggressive and chopped the vocal is, the more you want it to behave like an instrument and less like a polished lead vocal. A good starting point is to keep transpose at zero, then experiment up or down a few semitones once the phrase is sliced. Next, we're slicing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this kind of build, slicing by transients is usually the fastest path, but if the syllables need exact control, use warp markers. In the slice dialog, map the slices to a drum rack. That gives you a playable instrument, which is exactly what we want. Now take a second and rename the slices. Seriously, do it. Call them things like Fox A, Fox B, Fox T, Fox Tail, Fox SHH. That tiny bit of organization makes the rest of the process much easier, especially when you start stacking, duplicating, and pitching slices. Here's an advanced move right away, inside the drum rack. Duplicate a few slices and create variations. One chain can stay dry and original. Another can be pitched up a bit and low-pass filtered. Another can be pitched down and saturated. That gives you call-and-response energy from a single vocal source, which is very jungle, very old-school, and very useful when you want the riser to feel bigger without adding more tracks. Now let's turn it into a phrase, not just a pile of chops. Open the MIDI clip and think like a drummer. Don't fill every gap. The best risers have shape and breathing room. Start sparse, then get denser as you approach the drop. A great pattern might look like this. The first bar has just a couple of vocal hits on offbeats or weak beats. In the second bar, you start increasing the note density, moving toward 8th note and 16th note repetition. Then, in the last half bar, you hit the stutters harder. Finish with a tail, a stretched vowel, or a reversed fragment right before the drop. And this is where micro timing matters. Don't make everything perfectly gridlocked. Push a couple of slices a few milliseconds early, then let the final chop land dead on the grid. That slight human mismatch makes the riser feel urgent. It feels like it's being played, not programmed. In jungle, that little bit of instability can be a huge part of the vibe. Velocity matters too. Even though the sample itself is audio, the MIDI note velocity can make the phrase feel like it's climbing. Start with lower velocities and bring them up as the build goes on. That gives the phrase more bite and more momentum, especially when the final hit lands. Now open the individual simpler devices and shape each slice. For short vocal chops, keep the attack fast, usually just a few milliseconds. Decay should be short if you want tight stabs, or a little longer if you want the phrase to smear and blur into the build. Keep sustain low or off for a staccato feel, and use release just enough to let the tail breathe without muddying the next chop. At this point, add filtering. Put an auto filter on the drum rack chain or on a return track if you want to process the whole phrase together. Start with a cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8kHz for the early part of the build, then automate it opening up toward 12 or even 16kHz as you move closer to the drop. That open up movement is a classic tension trick, but in jungle it works best when it's paired with rhythmic slicing, not used by itself. A little resonance can help the vocal feel more vocal, but keep it controlled. Too much and it starts to whistle or sound cheap. A moderate resonance setting can emphasize the formants and make the phrase feel more animated. If the vocal gets harsh, use EQ8 and gently tame the upper mids before opening things back up later in the automation. Now let's add pitch motion. This is where the riser starts to feel like it's being pulled upward. You can automate transposition on selected slices, pushing certain hits up by one or two semitones as the phrase progresses. You can also duplicate a slice and pitch the duplicate up by 3, 5, or 7 semitones to create a call and response effect. That tension between repeated and shifted fragments is very effective in old school jungle because it feels restless and alive. Another great move is to resample the sliced phrase once you've got the basic motion right. Bounce it to audio, then re-import it and warp it lightly. That lets you catch stronger transients and gives you a chance to edit the phrase from a fresh angle. Often, the rendered version feels tighter and more powerful than the live drum rack performance, especially after you've added a little grit. Speaking of grit, let's process the vocal-like part of the track, not like a solo lead. Start with EQ 8 and high-pass it aggressively. Usually somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz is the right zone, depending on the sample. You don't want the vocal riser fighting the kick or the sub. If you need thickness, create harmonics with saturation instead of trying to add low end. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive is usually enough. You're not trying to destroy the vocal, just give it some edge so it sits with the breakbeat energy. If you want, use soft clip to keep the peaks under control. A little compression after that can help glue the slices together, but keep it light. You want movement, not over control. For space, use a short delay or echo with low feedback. Dotted eighth or straight eighth can both work depending on the groove. Then a controlled reverb, not a giant wash. In jungle, too much reverb can blur the break and weaken the drop impact. Use just enough to give the final slice a sense of space. Early in the phrase, keep it drier. Save the wetter feel for the last bar. That contrast is a huge part of the drama. Now automate the transition. Over the final one or two bars, open the filter, increase the delay or reverb, send a little, and widen the stereo image. Utility is perfect for this. Keep the vocal fairly centered and focused at the start, maybe around 70 to 90% width, then push it wider near the end, maybe 110 to 140%. Then, right at the drop, collapse it back if needed so the drums and bass can hit cleanly. This width move is especially effective if the drop is heavy. The brain hears the riser expanding, and then the impact feels even bigger when it snaps back into the mix. Just remember to check mono. If the vocal disappears or gets thin in mono, dial back the width tricks and rely more on rhythm and automation. Let's talk about arrangement. A jungle riser works best when it leads into something specific. That could be the new break edit, a respace switch, a halftime breakdown, or a snare fill. Don't treat it like a standalone effect floating in space. It needs a destination. One strong setup is to use the riser over a stripped section first, then increase the density before the drop. For example, you could have a few bars of tension with sparse vocal chops, then a final bar with a snare roll, repeated vocal stutter, and a reverse tail. The drop lands on a full break, sub, and bass on beat one. That's classic payoff structure. If the vocal is clashing with the snare or hats, use sidechain compression on the vocal return keyed from the drum bus. That way the vocal ducks out of the way of the most important hits. In DNB, that kind of breathing room is essential because the drums move so quickly. You want the vocal to feel like it's riding the energy, not stepping on it. A couple of teacher notes here. Think in accents, not just notes. The strongest parts of the riser are usually the consonants. Make sure those hard edges land with the kick and snare energy where possible. Also, control density like a drummer. Don't keep the energy full the whole time. Leave some breathing room early, so the final bar actually feels like a rise. Here's another pro move. Render the riser once it feels good, then re-edit the rendered audio. Sometimes the bounce reveals better transient shape and gives you cleaner options for final placement. It also makes it easier to check the transition at full mix volume, which is where you really hear whether the vocal is exciting or just noisy. If you want to go darker, you can layer a ghost reese or low drone under the final vowel tail. Keep it very low and mono. That extra shadow can make the build feel more menacing without turning it into a cinematic cliche. And if you want more old-school character, try a short reverse fragment right before the drop. That little suction effect is extremely effective. You can also do a fake drop, where the vocal seems like it's about to resolve, the drums cut for a moment, and then everything slams back harder. That kind of misdirection is a classic jungle move. So let's recap the workflow. Start with a short vocal phrase that has attitude. Slice it into a drum rack. Program the phrase like a fill, with increasing density and a little micro timing. Shape the slices with envelopes, filtering, saturation, and light compression. Add pitch movement and maybe resample the result. Automate brightness, width, and space toward the end, Then make sure the riser supports the drums and bass instead of fighting them. If you do it right, the riser won't just go up. It'll feel like it's dragging the track into the drop. It'll sound chopped, gritty, human, and intentional. That's the jungle energy. For your practice, build a two-bar vocal riser from a single sample. Slice it, program it, high-pass it, add a bit of saturation. Automate the filter open, and then bounce it. Check it in context with drums and bass, and make one improvement after listening in mono. Maybe reduce reverb, tighten the timing, add one more stutter, or clean up the low mids.